heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The International Culinary Center is turning 30, and we want to celebrate. We're offering a peek behind the curtain of the ICC and some of their esteemed alumni. This episode's featured graduate, Max Levy, class of 2001. Levy currently lives in Beijing, but his first time living in East Asia was out of necessity rather than passion. Levy needed to take a year off to qualify for in-state tuition in Colorado.
I knew about Japanese food, but I didn't really know about like Japanese culture. I wasn't like obsessed with manga. It wasn't like your typical reason for wanting to go to Japan. I mean, it was just a job, and like I thought I could learn more about the food as well.
Levy worked in Tokyo at a fish market and then in a sushi restaurant. This experience led to him becoming the only non-Japanese sushi chef at Sushi Yasuda in New York. Levy describes Yasuda as ahead of his time because of his promotion of American fish.
If you've dealt with fish in Japan or you've dealt in the fish industry, all the Japanese people, all those Japanese companies know that the fish is better from the U.S. Fish shows up different, but the quality of the fish and the quality of the water is much better in the U.S. than it is in Japan. And there's a larger variety of fish available in the U.S. that people don't even know about. Any sushi restaurant that's pushing local fish rather than, you know, fish that's shipped clear across the world is going to be a much more interesting place to me.
Before living in Beijing, New York, Colorado, and Tokyo, Max Levy grew up in New Orleans. He was surprised at the reception of Creole food from Apothecary Cocktails and Dining in Beijing.
There was a good bit of knowledge with a lot of the Chinese people about New Orleans, more so than other parts of the U.S. The flavor profiles were not far off from a lot of the Chinese flavor profiles in this part of the country.
Levy's current sushi restaurant is called Okra 1949. Its unusual name comes from an unusual location and a renovated factory from 1949.
So it's cool because it's in this like downtown commercial area, but we're surrounded by trees and a lot of nature because we're in this private like old brick compound. So it's quite beautiful. It's hard to think of anything like that in New York, but it's just like this kind of little green oasis like in the middle of all these tall buildings.
Happy birthday, ICC. Here's to another 30 years of influencing food and drink around the world. For the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.